as you've heard this morning, since 8 o'clock, I've been saying that we're at Camp Freddo. It's returned for its second year. Amazing success last year. And Mary Gamble from Bernardo's joins me. How are you?
I'm good, Alison. How are you?
Good. Despite the weather, our spirits are high.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you are, to me, Miss Bernardo's.
Oh, thank you so much. I like the miss. Thank you.
Yeah. And we have a long association.
Yes.
And I just wanted you to come in to our makeshift studio to talk about your connection with Cadbury in particular, but with the Camp Freddo as well.
Yeah, the Cadbury's relationship is really special to Bernardo's because it really embodies the values that Bernardo's has in terms of the families.
Yes.
A lot of the work that we do is, you know, with the family unit, supporting the family unit. And I would see Bernardo's roles very much as putting their arms around a family to try and support them, especially the ones that are finding it difficult, that may be having particular challenges for whatever reasons. But Cadbury's is very much the same. You come out to an event like this and you see families having fun. And it's so nice to be able to drive up and you look at the kids and you look at the mums and dads and you can see them
literally right behind us doing arts
doing
and
their
crafts.
Painting and their canvas. And it's so nice to see because you can see that they're taking that time to be together.
Yeah.
You know, without screens, without work, without school, whatever those sort of
External pressures are.
Absolutely. And that really, I think, is the essence of Bernardo's. Those family moments, those little moments where you're with your kids, you know, families come in all shapes and sizes, but it's those moments that you have that, you know, I think that's what really embodies the Bernardo spirit.
Absolutely.
The most.
And Bernardo's, for me, has always been, you know, an organization that does the practical things for families in need. So as in the not just handing over lump sums of money or whatever, but actually educating and creating resource centers across the country to help people who want to be in a position that they're having a lovely family life.
Absolutely. You do that so well. You could be in my seat.
But I feel passionate about it and I think it's amazing what you do.
Yeah, and, I mean, and you're right, you're dead right. I mean, last year we worked with 17,799 children and families, which is a huge amount. It's growing every year. And a significant proportion of those, as you said, are children that are particularly vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Children that are living in pockets of disadvantage and who have sort of backgrounds that are quite chaotic. Mm-hmm. And it can be for a number of different reasons. Yeah. So there could be things like parental mental health challenges. There could be addiction issues. There could be domestic violence. There could be quite an array of situations that these families are in. But often underlying all through that is this disadvantage and poverty, which doesn't help anything. No. In fact, it makes every single thing worse. And you're right, Bernardo's, we do come in and we do offer that practical support. So there are a number of services that we have which offer basic things like...
Give us some ideas,
breakfast clubs,
After
school clubs, hot dinners. They're the basics. So things like access to washing machines.
Yes.
You know, real basics. We're not talking about anything fancier than that for some of them.
Yeah.
That's the support they need. But then on top of that is the really special stuff that, that Bernardo's brings, that one-to-one work with children who come into us initially and are so tightly wound that sometimes they have very... They find it very difficult to even verbalise. And their movement's very restricted, depending on where they've come from.
I remember you talking to me about that before. And it's just something that you would be amazed by if you weren't working firsthand with it.
Absolutely. And it really strikes you. And I know you as a parent, and it hits you in the face when you see it for the first time, to be honest. And you watch these children literally unfurl over the course of the time that they're with us. And you see the light come back into their eyes through the work that we do. And when you see that, you then see the parents' reaction to it. And that, for me, is the thing that floors me every time. When I see a mum or dad, you know, get excited because their kid's drawn a picture of a dinosaur for the first time.
It's incredible.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's often a case, and you've spoken about this before as well, it's lack of awareness or resources, and it's not a lack of want from a parental point of view.
Oh, my God,
And it's just not maybe having those skills instilled when they were younger, so not knowing how to impart it now that they're parents.
You've absolutely hit the nail on the head there. It is that sort of cycle of having been through a traumatic experience as a child, it actually shapes the adult that you become, and then therefore the parent you become. And that cycle, you know, it continues, and that's where Bernardo's tries to come in to say, okay, parents, every single parent wants to love their child, wants to do the best for their child, and we just want to bring that out in them.
Okay.
So it could be things, really boring things sometimes, like sleep structures, how to put your kids
or
to bed on time.
Basic meals,
how to do budgeting, how to, you know, nutritious food, that type of thing. Yeah. But also sometimes things like really tiny things like, you know, if you've got little toddlers, then it's, you get down and speak to them eye level. You get on the floor and you play with them, you know? And it's just teaching parents, because parenting is hard work.
Oh, God, is it ever.
It is such hard work.
And often you feel like you're not doing it well.
You always
need those resources to tell you.
You have that guilt with you. And then, you know, and that's, you know, put that on top of somebody living in challenging circumstances. Put that on top of somebody struggling with their own issues.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that you don't know where the next meal is coming from. Yeah. And you've got a whole series of potential, you know, trauma that can then therefore come out in children as well. So we really go in there and try and literally wrap our arms around that whole family because the child is at the center of it.
Absolutely. And Mary, the National Collection Day is on September 13th, which is fast approaching. I can't believe it.
It really is.
So how can people get involved with that?
Okay, so we really are looking for people to come out and shake buckets on the street that day. It's about raising awareness and importantly raising the money that we need, because we have a funding gap of 8 million euros a year to keep our doors open, to keep the centres going. So if you want to get involved, go on to bernardos.ie, or I would say follow our Facebook page.
Okay.
Because you'll see all the stories there, all the stuff I've talked about just now, but you'll see it through a child's eyes and the stories of a child. So follow the Facebook page and you'll see how you can help. And we're looking for volunteers up and down the country. On the 13th.
And what
of September.
Day of the week is September 13th?
It's Friday the 13th, but I don't want to talk about that.
That's fine. That's good luck. That's good luck. I just want to make sure I was available.
Did you see how I was like, I'm avoiding saying it's Friday the 13th?
No, it's going to be good luck. It could be good luck.
It's going to be good luck for us.
I'll be available on Friday.
Yes.
So there you go.
There you are. Thanks,
Mary, thank you so much. I know you traveled from your home today an hour to get here to talk to us and the Avon. And thank you so much. And the website for Bernardos again?
Bernardos.ie.
Excellent. Thank you very much.